We have in the studio the one, the only Jim Carrey.
Hello.
Can you do your Jim Carrey impersonation?
Smoking.
And the other one? There was another one you were doing out there as well, which is really, really good. That is good. You know we were talking about, don't you, Jim Carrey?
No.
Okay, well, because I'm a little bit, just a little bit older. You're 16?
No, I will be next month.
You will be next month? Oh, yeah, you said this out there, didn't you? You should tell everybody when your birthday is, and then hopefully you might get a card or a present or something. So when is it?
The 26th of February.
And you'll be 16?
Yeah.
What are you hoping for?
A hard drive for my console and a game.
Have you dropped a load of hints?
Oh, and a party.
And a party as well. You want a party as well? And where are you having this party? Not at home?
No, not quite sure yet.
Okay, so we're going to have a party?
Might do.
Yeah, well, your parents might have something to say on that. Have you dropped enough hints?
No.
Well, you should start dropping a few hints. And also, this hard drive that you want, this super-duper hard drive, are they aware of that?
Oh, I've told them about that. Oh, you've done that. They're going to think about it.
Got your priorities right, haven't you?
Yeah.
So that's the 26th of February. All right, and you're already 16, aren't you?
Yeah, already 16.
When are you 17?
Well, I'll be 17 by December.
All right, December this year. Yeah,
December 19th, I'll be 17.
All right, okay. Now, Ethan, you've got the story to tell there, because you've had some visitors to St George's School.
Yep, it's a basketball match came on 11th of January, a few days ago, about 1 or 2 weeks ago. On Friday 11th of January, you took a team of KSHV students to go to primary to play basketball. All the students were absolutely fantastic, played brilliantly and behaved impeccably. They were a pleasure to take out. They each played two matches, which were very close and very exciting to watch. We look forward to inviting Godon Palmery to St George's to play wheelchair basketball in the near future.
Oh, wow. Oh, well done all. Did you say who won the game?
It doesn't say.
No, nobody knows that. It didn't matter anyway. You all had a good time. So yeah. Who was in the team? Were you in the team?
No, because I was key stage four.
Oh, right, okay. And what are you then? I don't understand this key stage thing. What key stage are you?
Key stage four.
So you're four. And what are the other youngsters?
The other youngsters are key stage... Well, the other is key stage four, but... So the younger students are stage three.
So they were a stage behind you, right? Okay, yeah. That's what I was trying to establish. So you could have sneaked, no, couldn't you? You could have just said, I've slept in a grow bag and I'm a little bit taller than me years. That's what you could have done. Have you ever played basketball yourself?
No.
Have you played basketball?
We actually have in PE. Remember, Ethan?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I did, actually.
There he goes. Jim Carrey's off again. What did you say?
Well, not myself, though, but we did in PE.
Right, okay. You enjoyed it, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there a basketball gaming game thing that you can play?
Yeah, there's NBA I've heard of, and I think that's it.
Have you ever played it?
No, I'm not really into sports games.
You're not? Okay. What about you? Because are you a gamer as well?
Yeah.
And do you do the sports games, or do you like the smash
them
up, beat
them up?
I've
played one of the sports games.
What's that one?
It's FIFA. FIFA 18 demo.
You didn't strike me as being a football fan. Are you a football fan as well? You are? Who do you support then?
Manchester United.
Oh, how long have you been a Man United fan?
About a couple of years or so.
Couple of years. You got any shirts? You got any Man United shirts?
No.
No, but have you watched any games? Any Man United games recently?
Not yet.
So you're not a massive fan, are you? So anyway, tomorrow night on BBC, there is a little matter of the fourth round of the FA Cup, Arsenal versus Man United. Were you aware of that?
I hope we can just watch that.
Well, you should sit down and watch that. Watch Arsenal win.
Yeah.
I've got to look then. All right, so coming back to you there, Kieran.
Yeah.
All right, what have you got when you go back to school later on? What have you got?
We've got maths and PE.
Math and PE. Do you enjoy PE?
No.
You see, you don't strike me as the sporty type of person. Do you try and hide?
Yes.
If you can see his little face as well, he does, actually. You can see that he does. What's the worst thing that you do in PE? What's the thing you really detest doing?
Everything.
Everything, right. Running, jumping.
Yes.
What else do you do? Come on. Do you play football?
No.
You don't play football in PE?
Nope.
So what do you do? What is it? It's just running, jumping, keeping fit?
Yeah, basically
forward rolls, sausage rolls, and so on. Yes. Yeah? No, that's lunchtime. So you don't like it at all. So you're dreading this afternoon then?
Yes.
Absolutely dreading it. What about you? Have you got the same lessons?
Yes.
And do you dread PE as much as poor old Kieran over here?
No.
You don't mind it at all?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
So go on, talk us through. What do you do in PE? Because, I mean, years ago, we used to play rugby, full-on rugby. There was football. I think we used to go swimming as well because we went to Medina and they had their own swimming pool. I think we did the hockey thing. We did the running thing in the summer. So what do you do? Is it inside or outside?
Outside, I'll say.
Outside, crikey, Kieran. It's going to be cold for you, isn't it?
It is cold.
You don't like doing the sport and you don't like being cold either. It's your worst nightmare this afternoon, isn't it?
It always is.
I'm beginning to feel sorry for you now. I really am. But you're looking forward to it. Look at his big smile on his face. He's going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do? When you're doing PE, what is it? Is it running, jumping?
Running, of course.
How far do they make you run?
About a couple of miles or so. A
couple of miles?
Yeah.
Really? How far? Where are you going? Are you going round and round, or are you leaving the school when you do it?
Leaving school to Blackwater.
Oh, right. You run down to Blackwater?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Don't give out the time, because otherwise you might get people there joining in the race. You could hide on the way. Dude, you must pop in somewhere and have a cup of tea and, you know, warm yourself up.
No, because you have an adult with us, I can't.
Oh, the sport of fun, don't they? So, good luck with the run this afternoon. I'll be thinking of you, sat in a nice warm studio. I might even put the kettle on and make myself a nice cup of tea. So, yeah, that smile's disappeared now. What have you got for lunch?
Sandwich.
Is that it? A sandwich?
Nope. Pepperoni, yogurt, and cheese, and some other bits.
Your face lit up then. Is that that's brought in from home, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and what have you got for lunch?
Well, I've got some rolls, some Kit Kats, and some crisps.
Some rolls? What's in your rolls?
Ham and butter.
Right, okay, nice. All right, and what else you got there?
Kit Kats.
Kit Kats? What, two of them?
No, one.
All right, so you only got the one.
Yeah.
You said Kit Kats, though, and I'm thinking, well, you could, you know, give Kieran one, cheer him up, because he's got a dreadful afternoon coming up.
To share.
Yeah, a lot of share. Yeah. Come on. What else you got? Kit Kats and what?
And crisps.
Crisps. What flavour crisps you got?
I don't know.
You don't know? Which is your favourite? Come on.
My favourite was cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion. What crisp do you like, Kieran?
Ready salted.
Ready salted. Next time you bring him ready salted, Kieran will have a pack, all right? Okay.